ISIS Audio presents an unabridged recording of Russian Roulette, written by Stephen Leather and read by Paul Thornley. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by ISIS Audio. Chapter 1. On a bright and sunny spring morning, General Anatoly Kirillov, the commander of the Russian army's most famous and elite unit, was strolling with his wife down Arbat Street, a broad and elegant thoroughfare at the heart of an affluent district in Moscow. He was resplendent in a wide-brimmed ceremonial hat and full uniform bedecked with medals, and his wife was expensively dressed, though her designer clothes did not hang altogether comfortably on her portly middle-aged figure. Kirillov gave a wry shake of his head as they passed the Hard Rock Cafe. Lenin and Stalin would be spinning in their graves at the thought of that capitalist trash on the streets of Moscow, he said. But as they walked on, he reflected to himself that if it was one aspect of the new post-Soviet Russia that he didn't welcome, he had every reason to be grateful for the other changes that President Boris Yeltsin had wrought. The proletariat might have been suffering even greater hardships since the fall of the Soviet Union, but there had been no shortage of opportunities for those with the right connections to become rich. And few men in the military were better connected than he was. As was their daily habit, they sat at an outside table of a cafe further down Arbat Street, having a cup of coffee and a pastry before they parted company for the day. His wife planned to spend the rest of the morning browsing the luxury shops on Kuznetsky Most, while he would go to his office in the Ministry of Defense on the Frunzhinskaya, Naberezhnaya, overlooking the Moskva River. As usual, he ordered two Jezve coffees for them, made in a metal Turkish coffee pot, one with sugar, one without. When the waiter had brought their coffees, the general's wife took a sip of hers and made a face. "This must be yours. There's no sugar in it." She swapped the cups around and drained her cup, having added even more sugar after complaining about the coffee's bitter taste. Within a couple of minutes, she was struggling for breath, before collapsing to the ground, frothing at the lips. Kirillov shouted, "Call an ambulance," and knelt beside her, cradling her head in his arms, but she convulsed and was dead long before the ambulance arrived. There was no sign of the waiter who had served them. While the general's wife was in her death spasms, the waiter had stripped off his apron, hung it over the back of a chair, and walked away, showing no sign.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?